Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Hey, hey, it's Wednesday.
Good morning! Welcome to Wednesday!
Are you sure?
Wednesday!
Yeah, Wednesday. Yeah.
Oh, what a great day!
Are we getting close?
Close to what?
Close to what?
The weekend.
The weekend.
All in due time.
All in due time.
Oh! Well,
while you're waiting,
man, I just started to listen to y'all this morning. I think y'all are awesome to work. So I'm going to keep it on tuned out and see how you all do this morning.
Let's put on a show.
Let's get the show started.
Let's do it.
Woo!
Let's put on a show.
Yes, let's put on a show.
Or some facsimile thereof. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty, officially show number 2423.
Boom.
Wednesday morning at about 6:09, middle of this short work week. Are you excited about that?
Oh, I love it. I do. I love it. The week's almost, we're in the middle. That's it. Here we are. I like it.
And a lot of stuff going on. Very busy morning. We have a lot of sound for you, and we have those tickets for Ringo Starr in the All-Star Band.
Oh, yeah.
That's always a fun show.
Oh, it's a blast. I was talking about that on Facebook Live, all the people that he's brought with him and that he's bringing with him. It's so much fun.
Yeah, so we have those tickets to give away at about 8:40. I know that's a ways away for some people.
I know. Oh, my God. One.
But stick around for that. Plenty of sunshine today. They say it's going to be nice, partly cloudy tomorrow. Highs in the low 50s today. High in the upper 40s tomorrow.
It is nippy out there this
morning. We're going
morning.
The wrong way.
Yeah, we are. I know it. Come on now.
I understand. For those people listening online or through the free KKLZ app back east.
Yeah. Yes.
This is nothing for you, but
no, it isn't. And for our listeners in the UK and all of that, you know what? It's colder in centigrade.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's the same, but it sure seems like it.
Mm-hmm. All right, 38 already this morning.
I get all my news from the radio.
Here are just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Building to big news
on 96.3
KKLZ.
All right, listen up, people, and especially if you're on the East Coast, because it's approaching. A poll on workplace productivity found that we feel most productive at 10:22 a.m. in the morning, okay? And this is based on a normal workday, you know, 8 to 5, 9 to 5, that type thing. And now, after 10:22, it's all downhill.
Wow.
We hit our first big slump at about 1:27, and then another one on top of that, a little after 2, about 6 after 2.
People are nodding off.
Yes, exactly. They say the top things that can drain us in that typical workday, too much time in front of a computer, very bad on your eyes, makes you very, very tired and lethargic.
Yeah.
Getting interrupted by colleagues and not taking breaks. Now, luckily we can do that occasionally. We can get out of there. The studio for a moment.
Walk around, do a lap.
Yes, exactly. But, and for us, I mean, if you're talking 8 to 5, we're, you know, we're going to hit that slump shortly here, so bear with us.
On morning show time.
Yes, that's right.
I think we've already hit it.
Yeah, I know.
We're slumping already.
We're so slumping. Listen, here's a little something for you. If you're a Jimmy John's fan, if you eat all 25 of their sandwiches.
Yeah.
By March 15th, not all in one day. You got to just, you know, you try them all. You can win a beanbag chair. looks like a bag of their chips, and you'll probably look like a beanbag chair too if you eat all the sandwiches. But yeah, so little incentive for you, Morty, if you want to get another, you know, piece of furniture with somebody's name on it or some sort of food item.
Jody, for whatever reason, thought a beanbag would look good upstairs in our loft.
Right.
For the grandkids.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It just sits there.
Oh, do they not use it?
No.
Oh.
No, you know what? I correct myself here. Ethan doesn't use it.
Right.
But Natalie just discovered it over the weekend.
Oh, wow.
Thinks it's the best thing
since sliced bread. I like that.
So.
I like it. Because you and Jody can't sit in it. You're not going to get out.
It's not a problem sitting. No. You're right. It's a problem getting out.
Getting out.
Yeah.
And listen to this one. Trending all over. All over TikTok, Twitter. Should we stop giving companies 2 weeks notice when we quit? When you quit the job, you give 2 weeks notice, right? Well, the hashtag #no2weeks notice has been trending on TikTok. The argument is they don't give you a two-week notice when they fire you.
Right.
But, you know, you may be burning a bridge doing that, of course. Sometimes people check. But interesting.
I tried to give a two-week notice.
Did you?
Yeah, they did.
It was like 12 years ago.
They didn't accept it.
Was that at McDonald's?
No, that was at the last place.
Oh, the other place. Yeah. Oh,
they said,
man.
No, we'd like you to leave now then.
Yeah, see?
Okay, fine.
That too, oftentimes when you do give it, you know, so maybe you have a little extra time off, but it's like, yeah, just leave. Oh, well, okay, because what, am I going to take company secrets with me? Okay, sure, but do give me this legal pad. There we go. Yeah, so
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if you've been there, if you just walked off the job or if they've said, no, we don't need your notice. Bye-bye. Good riddance.
Yeah.
Who knows? But you know what? You can let us know. 702-739-9636. A few things you should know.
The big trend now is that you no longer have to give your 2 weeks notice when you're going to quit a job.
Yeah, well, they want to make that the trend. That's for sure.
They would like to make it the trend.
Yeah.
I mean, your employer, let's be honest, doesn't give you a 2 week getting rid of you notice.
Yeah, that's the point.
So, and a lot of people just did it out of, you know, courtesy or respect, or
you know,
I don't know what they did.
Maybe they can figure things out. They can train someone, all of that. But yeah,
Rick, tell everybody what you did.
Hey, I did kind of something better. I didn't even quit. I just never returned to the job. It was early mid-90s. I was doing telemarketing, selling long distance.
Uh-huh.
And obviously the job just sucked. I was looking for another job, obviously, and I called my old boss, and basically I got hired back over the phone, and I told my the telemarketing job, like, I was sick at lunch and I just never came back to the job.
Wow. Yeah, Rick went to lunch, haven't seen him since.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Rick, that has to be, I did that for a minute when I was in college, telemarketing, selling newspapers.
Uh-huh.
It does have to be the absolute worst job on earth. And Rick, I'm afraid that if you quit or you just no show, you can just walk right back in anytime. They don't care. Get on a phone.
They give you the headset back.
And there you go.
You did? You worked here before?
Yeah.
Wow.
I never did. No. But, well, here, sit down. Here's your list.
Yeah. Go get him, Tiger. Rick, have a good day.
Thanks, Rick.
You too.
How many other people have done that? All right. No more two-week notices.
Right.
Are you for it? Have you done it?
Why not?
Evidently, this giving the two-week notice, a lot of people just stopped doing it.
Oh,
that's
man.
The big trend right now.
It is.
A lot of people are saying, why do we give 2 weeks notice?
Yeah, they don't give us 2 weeks notice when they fire us.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that.
Wanda, did you do?
Well, I was kind of sick and tired of the boss fucking hammering me all the time. So I was sitting there listening to some classic country music on the way to, you know, and I recorded the song from Johnny Paycheck.
Oh, no.
Take this job and shove it. And I kid you not, I just... you know, just played him the song and I flipped them off and, you know, but because he just was not, I mean, he was some peon little kid, you know, and I'm like 30 years old and then this little kid just is not doing his, you know, I'm like, I had had enough.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
Oh, yeah.
I played him the song and then they all started kind of picketing, and they actually fired the guy over it.
What?
Because he just was not an effective manager. So,
listen, the way some managers are treating people these days, I'm surprised that's not happening more. Johnny Paycheck, that song, because of that, a lot of people went out with flair.
Yeah. So this is Wanda, also known as Norma Ray.
Yes, that's right.
Wanda, you have a great day.
You too.
Thanks, girl.
Be safe out there.
She's out on the sidewalk with her sign.
No way, we won't stay. No way, we won't stay.
She took off her bra.
Wanda. Yes,
that's
right.
Just whipping it around.
Burn it. Burn it.
Burn the bra.
Wait, I need that. Hold on. They're expensive. Give me that one back. Oh, my gosh. It's very funny because Manny said, I quit this casino I was working for right before I clocked out for the day. 3 years later, I applied. They hired me back. Been here a little over a year. What? Got a better offer somewhere else. I'm about to quit again. Oh, man. Well, let me see here. Joe says, I worked for Meadow Gold Milk. here in Vegas for 3 weeks, spilled a pallet or a gallon of milk after the spill. Never went back to that job. Also did the same with FedEx during the holiday season. After 1 week, might mark it down not to hire Joe. Okay? Do not hire Joe.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Capital J-O-E. Yeah.
Yes, there we go. There we go. Greg says one reason why you'd want to give 2 weeks' notice, a lot of companies will pay you unpaid vacation and PTO time if you give 2 weeks' notice. Nothing if you don't.
Yeah.
Which is very true. You don't want to mess up anything that's coming to you.
You know what? This is just me. I just do it. Or let me put it this way. If given the choice,
yeah,
I would do it. Only because, what does it hurt?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're still getting
definitely.
Paid.
Yes.
I got a couple of more weeks here.
Right.
Then I'll take a week off or so and then start my new job or do whatever I'm going to do. It doesn't
take a
And I understand that the company wants it so they can get somebody. It benefits them more
Absolutely.
Than it does you.
Of course it does. Now, bear in mind, rarely do we get 2 weeks' notice in radio.
No.
But, you know, it's just, should I get my box? I got my box. Okay. All right.
We have a whole new meaning for go box.
Yes, we do. And, you know, I got to tell people that Mike O'Brien, your office is like the coolest. You have cool stuff in it. You go to my cubicle, not a thing, not a stitch of anything personal. I've worked in the media for a long time, done comedy where I've had to be just, you know, self-contained.
Yeah.
So I know I got my go box underneath. You know that.
For me, it would be like moving out of an apartment.
Oh, my God. Do you want me to get Chris's truck? I'll bring Chris's truck over.
This is mine. This is mine.
Yeah, that's right.
And I got to go down the hallway. This is mine.
No, that's ours. No, this is mine.
Got the paperwork. All right, let's take a break and be back. Sometimes I'll give a two-week notice. Sometimes I won't.
Yep.
Depends on how I feel that day. Now, Denise is on the phone. Went through a situation. Tell everybody what happened to you.
So it wasn't a two-week notice to quit, but it was to transfer from one department at the hospital where I worked to another.
Okay.
And my outgoing boss kept holding me back. I was the clinical manager, and I was stepping down to a different position, and she ended up holding me for 6 weeks. But I was the rope between these two directors playing tug of war. And, you know, the employee always gets the short end of the stick.
Yeah,
because the new director said, well, if she needs to, you know, spend time over here and do some overtime, I'll pay for it out of my budget.
Oh,
like,
boy.
Whoa. Why am I getting overtime?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to transfer.
Oh,
ridiculous.
God.
Does anybody want to ask me what I think?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
nothing.
They didn't care.
Yeah, so that's the big debate. That's the trend everybody would like to see happen.
Yeah.
Where you no longer give your two-week notice. You just either say, I quit and walk out, or never go back.
Yeah, Linda says, you know, don't do it. Give your 2 weeks and then let them say, okay, you can leave.
Well, that's what happened to me.
Yeah, yeah. Oftentimes that's what happens.
Yeah.
They don't want you.
You don't want me to?
You got to sign the NDA. You got to do it.
We would rather you leave now. And leave the stapler.
Yes, that's right. It's not yours.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for texting and calling.
Yes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Madonna announced her big North American tour. Actually, Madonna's celebrating her the Celebration Tour through North America and Europe. And the first show, Vancouver, on July 16th, making Vegas a stop later this year. And we will have tickets for the concert.
Yeah. By the way, and mark your calendar. You're right, Mike. October 7th. She will be here.
T-Mobile.
In Las Vegas. Yeah.
This is how she announced the big tour yesterday.
Madonna.
Yeah.
I dare you to do a world tour and play your greatest hits.
Oh. Okay, so the answer is.
Yeah. 80s, 90s, 2000s, four decades of music avec moi. ML.
VC. Welcome to the party, bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing a round of truth or dare with Amy Schumer.
Oh, I love it. I gotta admit, I might have to go. When I heard she's doing like all her greatest hits, because you know she went through a period where she was like, yeah, I'm not doing them.
Yeah.
I don't want to do those songs.
They
those
all do that, right?
Yeah,
some point or another.
You know what? I'm much more eclectic now. Yeah. I don't want to do those. I have a gap in my tooth. And I also have a British accent now.
And how old are you? Playing truth or dare?
I know. Listen, Grammy Madge, stop. Stop it.
And that's what she was doing with some other celebrities playing truth or dare.
Right.
This is with Jack Black. Listen to this.
Truth or dare?
Dare.
I want you to tongue kiss Jack Black.
Okay.
I want it. You want it all?
I am a different man.
Yeah, I'm also a different man.
I'm serious.
God, it makes The View sound like the Knights of the Round Table. Jeez. Oh, my God.
Once again, you're how old? Playing truth or dare? I dare you to tongue kiss Jack Black.
I am a different man.
Yeah, I'm also a different man.
Okay, now we're going to freeze our bras.
Oh, my God.
That's what we're going to do.
Oh, we can go there. Jeez.
I mean, truth or dare, spin the bottle. I mean, at what age do you stop playing those games?
I mean, I get it. You're Madonna. You're cool. I get it. But, lady, come on. Come on.
And then
it's almost illegal with your dancers. Jeez, will you stop it?
Like you said, she's like over 60.
She's 64. She's 64. So, and I'm sure, listen, she's going to be great. She's going to be awesome. But, wow, lady, stop it. Quit screaming. And knock it off.
We were talking to some of the younger people that work here.
Yeah.
And then they brought up a new game. I had never heard of this.
Uh-huh.
Does this make you nervous?
Oh, yes.
And both you and I said, what is that? Oh, it's I always say a basement game.
Right.
But it's a game where kids would play, teenagers would play, young adults would play.
Yeah.
You put your hand on like the girl or the guy's arm.
Right.
Does that make you nervous?
Yeah.
And then you go like put it on their leg.
Yeah. You move it.
Closer and closer to those parts. Does that make you nervous?
Right. That's called a first date, kids. Okay. Maybe a second date. Come on.
Are there other parents out there that were aware of these other games?
Yeah. And that one I always knew was the nervous game, actually, but whatever.
The nervous game.
Yeah, it's the same.
Okay, same thing.
Yeah. But I mean, am I missing something? You know, are there other games I should know about? You know?
All right.
I'm hoping you and Jody still plays. Does this make you nervous? Yes. It does.
Yes, we do.
My back hurts. But don't touch my back there. Don't touch my back there.
But I got news for you. It's not even close. Hey, Jody, does this make you nervous? Yes.
I am a different man.
Yeah, I'm also a different man.
Getting back to the games, Truth or Dare, mm-hmm. Spin the Bottle.
Mm-hmm.
We got a couple of texts. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, one of our listeners said just that. The worst game we ever played was Spin the Bottle. And when it came to actually having to kiss that person, we were all afraid of doing it. Because it was our friend or it was somebody that we actually liked.
Yeah.
And we didn't really want to kiss him at 10 or 11 years old. Ew! Ew! And,
kids are playing Spin the Bottle at 10 or 11 years old?
Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
We did. But
well,
it was
were
just
so far
like
ahead.
That. You know? Oh, yeah, I was so far ahead.
You came from an entertainment family.
That's right. We were spinning the bottle back in my day at 10, 11 years old.
You were the Drew Barrymore of Reno.
Yes, I was, Mike. Absolutely.
Going out to all the clubs.
Oh, man. I was at the club. What is she, like 12? Yeah. Yeah, here at Studio 54.
53.
Yes, yeah.
Reno.
Oh, my God. Another one of our listeners, this is very funny. Anthony said, we thought we were really doing something, you know, adult when we were playing Twister in the basement because every once in a while, you know, you'd touch.
Yeah.
And that was a big deal with that girl that you liked from junior high that wore the pointy bra. Oh, my.
I just remembered if you had, you know, they would say, oh, she's overdeveloped or fully
she's
developed.
She's stacked. Oh, my God.
I was saying that about Debbie Morelli, who Debbie,
I always try to remember her name. That's right. That's right.
Debbie Morelli.
Yes, remember that term, by the way? Stacked.
Yeah, she was stacked.
She's a fox, and she's stacked. Kids, bring these back. Bring these back. I'm telling you.
It's a new school year.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a fox, and look at her. She's stacked.
You can do that.
I never. It's stacked. It's mm-hmm. like I'm stacked. I got layers. I got different layers. I'm stacked.
Hey, I want to ask you, and this is off topic, but Jody and I were watching a show yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and the guy comes in and brings his wife coffee and her favorite croissant or something. I don't know what it was.
Yes.
And he said, I have your coffee just the way you like it, and here's your favorite croissant from your favorite bakery. And I asked Jody, I said, do you wish I would do stuff like that? And she goes, yeah.
Oh.
You want to think about it?
Do you?
And
I was going to say, what is she taking her coffee?
I don't know.
She asked me, she goes, the
problem is you don't even know what I take in my coffee. No. And I said, because I don't drink coffee.
Yeah.
Nor do I ever pay attention when you're making your coffee.
It doesn't matter. You should know. That's why me and my ex broke up, because they didn't know what I liked in my tea.
How many other couples, how much do you really know about your other half?
Yeah.
I mean, am I a bad husband?
Right.
Because I don't know that?
Well, no, but I think it would be cool if you knew that, you know, because you could make the run and get it. Like, I know what Angie takes in her coffee, and it's very complicated.
Well, aren't you special?
I know, right? Well, you know, girls, they're different.
Oh, I see.
She knows what I like, how I like my tea, though, also.
She knows what you like in your tea?
She does, which is a very big deal. What kind of tea and what I like in it. It's a very, very big deal to me, because I always seem to make the run. But when somebody does it for me, it's really cool. It's really cool.
All right, does that make you a bad spouse or a bad other half?
Right.
If you don't.
Oh, do you know her bra size?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, okay. I mean,
I'm coming to terms with the fact that I really don't know a lot about her.
Jody, do you?
At all.
But does she know your neck size, Mike? She probably does, huh?
You know what? I'll find out.
Let's find out. Let's see, because I think that's important for a woman to know her husband, her partner's neck size.
In this instance.
Yeah.
Do you think it's good or bad for that person to know, you know, how you like your coffee, how you like this or that, or this size, that size?
Yeah, those are little things. Those are those little O's that become big O's, you know, when they're done for you.
All right, text or call in. All right, yeah. Neck size.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
I got my wife on the phone. Jody, do you know my shirt size?
Why would I need to know your neck size?
Ah, there it is. Jody, you just set it up nicely.
Okay, yeah. This is different than coffee.
Right.
Why is it different than coffee?
Because I drink coffee every day.
Well, I wear shirts every day.
You do not wear a collared shirt that requires me to know your neck size.
Oh, that's good for setting that up, because that's exactly what it is, the shirt to wear the tie with.
Yeah, you don't dress that way.
Yeah.
Oh.
See?
I know my ex-husband's neck size.
Oh, no. Yeah, but he probably wore suits more.
No, he
for
didn't.
Some reason or more. Well, you never know.
Wow.
No, I don't buy you shirts like that.
Well, clearly, because you don't know my size.
Oh, do you want shirts like that, Mike? If you did, I would make it a priority to know.
What's your bra size?
You don't know?
No, I don't know. I don't look at your bras.
Asked that too.
I'm certainly not going to announce it on the air.
Come on! I'd have to look for another saleswoman.
I bet you know mine. You know mine, Mike.
What is yours, like a C or something? Or?
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, I'll bet Mike knows mine just because I've said it probably more than you do.
Right, you bring it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All the time, on the air and off the air. Yeah, oh, yeah. By the way, I wear a C.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, actually, it's a big pain in the butt.
Her husband, her ex-husband wore it.
I know, I
know. He installed alarm systems. He didn't wear a shirt and tie.
You have to go door to door in a tie.
No.
Hello, we're here to install alarm systems.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do now when I go home. Well,
yeah.
I'm going through her drawers.
There you go. Check things
out. I'm going to find out everything.
So Keith said, hey, I have an idea for Mike in his notes on his phone. Well, you lost him right there, Keith. Make entries on different things that Jody likes. That way he can go back and reference it. I'll show you your notes section.
Okay, thank you.
So you can do that.
I'll have my paper and pen.
Oh, my gosh. Karen, now this is a good point, Karen. She said, Remy, her husband, she said that we were friends for a handful of years before we started dating. A few months in, he brought me my favorite donut.
Oh.
He said he remembered me telling him about it years ago. That's how I knew he was.
Well, isn't
the one.
He so perfect?
I know. Now, Melissa made a good point. She said, you know what, Mike? It's not that it makes you a bad spouse, but it's the difference between a Best Western and a Four Seasons.
Oh.
Which would you rather have?
I guess I'm a Motel 6.
Snap.
Russ, our friend Russ is on the phone. Russ, do you know what kind of coffee your wife takes?
Well, first off, I woke her up to ask her what my neck size was, and she didn't know.
Because you wore ties?
Well, I wore my preacher's collar.
Well, okay. All right. Yeah.
So when she goes to, like, Kohl's or something.
Right.
Hey, where's your preacher collar department?
I need a 16,
and they,
16 and a half.
Sideways like a dog. It's like, huh? Yeah. What? Huh? No, but I know her coffee because hers is simple. Hers is 3 cups of liquid creamer and 1 tablespoon of coffee.
That's about mine, too.
Wow. Well, aren't you the perfect husband?
And mine is black, no sugar, no cream, no nothing. Just black coffee.
Just black coffee. Now, getting personal, and no joke, do you know her bra size?
No.
Most guys don't know.
No.
They used to ask my grandfather, do you know, Grammy's bra size? And he would put his hands up, they're like this.
Yeah.
They're this big.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Arlene's on the phone. What's up, Arlene?
I'm good. How about you?
I don't know if I have a home anymore. I'll just... I don't know.
Well, it might be a doghouse.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Well, my husband and I, we've been married almost 33 years, and I have to say, he does not wear a dress shirt or tie, and yes, I do know his neck size, only because when our oldest daughter got married, and he had to go get fitted for a tuxedo.
That's the only reason why you know his neck size?
Yes.
And she remembered it. That's a big deal.
Does he know your bra size?
Absolutely, he does.
Wow. I like these two.
We know each other, and I also know what other size he is everywhere else. So that's the main thing.
Oh, hello. Okay. Well, there you go.
He's a chunky donkey.
Oh.
That's right.
Man, I will make it clear that I understand most guys are not going out and buying their wives or girlfriends bras. I get that.
Exactly.
You know.
Who cares?
But,
exactly.
You know, I mean, it would be nice, but.
Oh, I'm sure it would be.
Yeah, well, I'm sure not what you guys have in mind, but.
Honey, look at this bra I bought you.
Yeah, not what I wear, okay? I need coverage in the front. Jeez.
I will say this. As the older I get, I've gotten more arthritis in my hands, so I've been having him snap it for me in the back, my bra. And the first time I asked him to do this, he said, I am much better at unsnapping than snapping.
Okay, Vinnie Barbarino. Oh, my gosh. Little word of advice, front hook, then.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I think we're going to wrap up Bra Talk.
Bra Talk with Mike and Carla.
Have a wonderful day, you two.
You do the same. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I'm going home and checking out sizes. Right? And then I'm going shopping.
Here you go, Jody. There you go. Try it
out. Here's a couple of bras I think you'd like. Plenty of sunshine today, partly cloudy tomorrow. Highs in the low. In a span of 30 minutes, how much I have found out.
See, I know it, right?
Highs in the low 50s today, upper 40s tomorrow. Let's find out a few more things we think you should know.
Here are just a few more things the Mike and Carla Morning Show think you should know.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, check this out. So the person that won the Mega Millions last week, that $1.3 billion, they could have won a lot more. They bought it in Maine. If they purchased it a mile away, then they bought it in Lebanon, Maine. A mile away in the state of New Hampshire, they'd be taking home more money because New Hampshire has no state income tax.
Oh, I'm sure he's so pissed.
Oh, I know. Wait a minute. Hold on. Oh, keep that in mind, people. Check those states out around you.
Yeah, okay? And the tax laws.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, exactly. Wow, that's crazy. I got to mention that the royal family, they want to hold peace talks with Prince Harry. What are we, like Russia and the Ukraine?
You know what? I don't know how many other people feel the same way as me, but I'm so over them.
Yeah, I know. I know.
When Queen Elizabeth was alive,
yeah,
I thought that was kind of cool.
Right. She'd been around for decades.
But now it's just like, stop.
I know it. Like him or hate him. Basketball fan, no basketball fan. I don't know if you know this. Sunday night, LeBron James became only the second player in NBA history to score 38,000 points. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, still the all-time leader, 38,387.
Wow.
So he can probably break that record.
Those are big numbers.
They really are huge numbers.
I forget who he was playing, the Lakers were playing against, but this kid came out on the court for the other team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And kind of said, hey, this is kind of cool. I'm playing against you because you played against my dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
In his first NBA game or something like that. Or
how old am I? Gee. Pushing 40. Wow.
Yeah. So LeBron took himself out of the game and just sat in the rocking chair.
I'm going to sit over here. Help me hook my bra. Jeez.
Yeah, I know what size your mom wears when it comes to a bra.
My hand hurts. And people are flocking to Costco. All of you out there with your memberships, let me know how this is going. They're buying a 72-pound wheel of cheese. It's $950. What? Yeah, it's a Parmesan cheese wheel. It's aged for 24 months. That's good Parmesan. And it is imported from Italy. 72-pound wheel of cheese, $950. So
it sounds like a game show.
It does. Would you like the ceramic Dalmatian or the 72-pound wheel of cheese?
On the game, everybody's talking about the wheel of cheese.
Oh, my gosh. I'll take the wheel of cheese, Alex. We can eat that. Oh, my gosh. Yes, definitely. For Wednesday, a few more things you should know.
Carla Moe's on the phone. Moe, what's up?
That thing with Harry, he should be the king. Charles is a dork and William's a sissy.
Well,
Harry's the man.
Sissy. I haven't heard that in a long time. But I think over here in the U.S. we all agree. And I know that a lot of people in the U.K. do as well.
Well, my mother is from Yorkshire, England. And Harry is the man. He should be king.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Now, forget the spare. William's the spare.
I think that's the whole problem, is the other ones aren't as liked. They're not as well liked, and they're all jealous, and they're mean and cranky because of it. Yeah.
Well, like I said before, put them down for Harry.
I'm putting them down for
Absolutely.
Harry.
So vote for Harry.
You.
All right. Have a good day.
Have a good one.
All right. So one for Harry.
Yeah, we got one for Harry.
I didn't know we were taking votes, but that's okay. Thank you, Mo.
I know it. Wow. Okay.
8:32 all week long. You have a chance to win tickets. Ringo Starr and his all-star band. We're going to tell you how to win in about 7-8 minutes from now. All this week, Ringo Starr, all-star band coming back to Vegas. We have tickets from the Bumble Breeze Prize Closet. Going to be at the Venetian Theater. May 24th, 26th, and 27th. I almost bit my tongue.
Careful.
That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, I get it. We got to talk for a living. Be careful.
You have a chance to win, and it's a new game that we've talked about playing, but we've never done this before.
Yeah, it's wrong answers only.
Wrong answers only. That's the name of the game. What's the name of the game?
Wrong answers only.
All right?
Okay.
So we'll give you questions. You give us wrong answers. 10 out of 10, and you are a winner this morning. 702-739-9636. We're looking for caller number...
nine.
You want to do nine?
Caller number nine.
All right.
You want to do that?
Yeah, we can do that.
Why not? You almost bit your tongue.
I did.
I'm not going to have you to quit talking.
I am.
Quit talking. Don't use numbers. Don't do that.
All right. 702-739-9636. You want to play? You have a chance to win tickets for Ringo Starr. Good luck. Carla, we have Bill on the phone. He's ready to play.
Wrong answers only.
And I'm sorry, I was just kidding. Only five. Five out of five.
Five out of five.
And you're a winner of tickets for Ringo Starr. Here we go. Question number one.
Harder than you think. Bill, what is our country's capital?
Let's see. That's Boulder City.
All right.
Actually.
What? Bill, what day of the week is it?
What day? It's Friday, man.
All right, number three.
What day does July 4th fall on?
That falls on the 3rd, which is...
That's fine. All
that's
right.
That's good, Bill. What letter comes after C in the alphabet?
U. See you later.
And Bill...
Number one.
How many days in the year?
There's one short because it's a leap day, so there's 361.
Okay, yes. We'll take it. There you go. It's harder than you think, Bill.
Wow.
Got a commentary on every answer.
Because you have to think. It's way harder than you think.
You got the tickets. Ringo Starr, All-Star Band in May, Venetian Theater from the Bubble Breeze Prize Closet. Hang on the line.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Tell you how to pick them up.
Newsflash. It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Just a couple of quick stories. A woman shared a story on Facebook about getting revenge on an impatient honker in a drive-through line. I mean, what do you want her to do?
I can't go any faster.
So the person pays for the food of the upset person behind them at the first window, but then they also take their food.
Yeah. Oh, stop. Okay.
Isn't that great?
Yes, it is.
It's simple. It's harmless. And
thank you. I love that.
Okay.
I love it. I love it.
This is just like the movie, what was it called? War of the Roses with Michael Douglas and...
Was it Meryl?
Who was in it?
I can't remember who was in that one now. I'm thinking of the other one with Meryl Streep and...
Kathleen Turner.
There we go. Good job, Mike.
Thank you. It doesn't happen very often. 62-year-old guy in L.A. crashed a dump truck into his own house over the weekend because his wife's leaving him.
Well.
And was getting a restraining order.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
Now everything's fine now. Nobody was hurt. Everybody's good.
Well, okay.
But you know what? If I can't have the house, guess what? I'm getting a dump truck and driving into it.
Okay. Well, all right.
I never understood. I really never understood because I've been through it a couple of times.
Yeah,
you know that.
Right.
When it's over, it's done.
Yeah.
Just leave it alone. Walk away.
A lot of people have a hard time doing that.
That's what my wife says. You're so like that. You can just do that.
Yeah,
but
not everybody can do that. Not everybody's you, you know.
Well, that's true.
Everybody's you, Mike. Yes.
Clearly.
Everybody's different. Thank God. Everybody's not like us. But yeah. Okay.
It's not easy.
Oh, my gosh. Actually, kind of a kind of a good news, bad news. In North Carolina, I love this story, so I have to mention it. A couple went viral. They threw a wedding that cost them $600. Shelby and Garrett, they cut their expenses by using a $50 wedding dress.
Uh-huh.
Threw a potluck dinner. Guests all brought something to the wedding. I know, look at your wheels are turning.
Oh, my God.
One friend even baked the wedding cake. The entire event planned in 2 weeks. They saved at least $10,000 by doing this. There's a part of a house payment, right? There's a honeymoon.
Wow, good
right?
for them.
Isn't that great?
That's awesome.
Isn't that great? I love it. What do you guys, bring a potato salad? Yeah, that's great. Bring that and we'll bring, what do you want to bring? Some sangria? Bring some sangria.
Sangria?
Wow.
Yeah, bring a picture of that.
Oh my gosh. And a Georgia woman. She faked a pregnancy. We've heard about this before. And she even had a fake boyfriend so she could get some maternity leave from her $100,000 a year job. Now, Robin is her name. Her coworker busted her after, sounds like a sitcom, after her prosthetic baby bump kind of fell off to the side a little bit. Her bosses said, hold on here.
Yeah.
Wait a second. And you want an extended vacation. That's all you really want. Well, she pled guilty to identity fraud and was sentenced to 5 years.
Wow.
Probation and psychiatric evaluation.
Oh, we hope she's okay.
Yes, mentally. Well, we do. You know, we do. And her coworkers, this is no joke. They said they busted her very easily because none of the babies in her pictures look the same. What is it when you just picked up at the frame store? Yeah, these are my kids.
And just cut them out and Photoshop them in with you.
These are our kids. That's my husband right there. He's in a lot of pictures that we see over at Target. Yes. Yes, he is. That's my husband. It is Wednesday, your other news.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
Okay, we're back.
I'm ready. 96.3 KKLZ.
At the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start that workday off on a little more positive note. This is a really cool story. A dad in the UK, he wanted to donate a kidney to his 19-year-old daughter last April. She needed it, but he wasn't a match. Now, luckily, she got one from a different donor. She's doing great now, but he realized what a big deal it was when his daughter got one, so he decided to donate a kidney anyway to a complete stranger. Surgery was last month. He doesn't know who got it. He just knows that they're doing well, and he says he feels like he gave them a really great Christmas gift, and he did.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, you can do that. You can do okay with just one kidney, so you can be okay.
He must be pretty healthy then.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no kidding.
Okay.
No kidding, but I mean, that's a big deal. That's a big
deal.
That
is.
But, you know, his daughter needed one, so he knew the value of that organ, you know?
Okay.
So, wow.
If you have a feel-good happening in your life, we want to hear about it. Submit it through the M&C mailbag on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Wendy Rush is going to come in, and she will have tickets. Who does she have tickets for? Oh, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes. Yep.
You'll have a chance to win those. Plus, she'll have a lot more, so do have a great day. We're getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon. Sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste to crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop. Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery. Porta Subs. Subs.com. We are back tomorrow. Do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the free KKLZ app on the Apple or Google App Stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.